Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Inshallah we will recite Suratul Mulk. The virtues of Suratul Mulk has been written here. They read Suratul Mulk every night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily a surah from the Quran consisting of 30 verses interceded for a person until he was pardoned by Allah Ta'ala, and that was Tabarak alladhi biyadihil mulk. The surah has 30 verses. So it intercedes on the person's behalf until the person is forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Suratul Mulk will continue interceding on behalf of its reader until the reader is pardoned by Allah Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Surah of Tabarak is a great protector and deliverer. It protects and frees one from the azab of the qabr. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of reciting Surah Mulk every night. You can read after Isha, you can read it now also, but there are so many surahs to be recited in the evening. Inshallah, we must try and make it our ma'amul. These surahs and the virtues of these surahs have been mentioned. The virtues have been mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now 30 verses, we can even by heart the surah if we learn one verse a day. And if our memories are not so good, even if it takes us one verse for 2 days or 3 days, over a period of time, inshallah, we have learned the surah by heart. And by reciting the surah every day, automatically the words will come to our tongue, inshallah. The important thing is to make amal. Fazail, we can read so many kitabs, we can talk about it. You know, when we tell the students, in madrasa, we recite, we read ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fadil of this, the virtue of this, the virtue of that. But the maqsad is not just reciting the hadith. We can read the whole hadith kitab, cover to cover. The objective is to bring it into our lives. And therefore we must ask Allah Ta'ala for tawfiq all the time. Tawfiq comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Niri ilm, only just knowledge is not sufficient. Knowledge is important. If you don't have knowledge, you won't know what to do, you'll be ignorant. You won't reach your destination. So you require the knowledge, it is vital, it's important. You must know the signs, the road signs. You have to obey those road signs. So just knowing the road signs and not obeying those signs and not following those signs, this board is showing you Johannesburg, this is the direction. You know it very well, you can read it, but you're going in the opposite direction, you will never reach Johannesburg. Allah Ta'ala has shown us the road to Jannat. Rasulullah SAW has practically, we say, Ashal Ajmal Akmal Tariqah, the most beautiful, the most perfect, the most easy. But we're not bringing it to our life. And that is why we don't find the chair, sukoon, rahat. The moment we bring a'mal into our life, that a'mal which Rasulullah did, which is in accordance to Shariat, then we will see the virtue, the blessings, the noor of this a'mal, inshallah. Always make dua, ya Allah, give us tawfiq, ya Allah, I'm weak, I'm trying. Even if the action you're doing, it may seem it is small, even though you may be just doing a little. For example, tahajjud, you're not reading so many rakats at night, even if it's just 2 rakats. But it must be done continuously. The best of actions, in the hadith is mentioned, ma dima alayhi. Those actions which are done continuously, all the time. Otherwise, a person will be like Rasulullah told on sahabi, ya Abdullah, la takun mithla fulani. Don't be like the certain person. Kana yaqumul layl, he should recite tahajjud namaz. فَتَرَكَهُ نَا, he left it. That's no good. Sometimes a person gets josh, listen to some bayan or something. So 1-2 days he will practice. After that it's all forgotten. So always make a dua to Allah Ta'ala that even though you may be doing it in little, the amount may not be so much, you're doing little bit, but you must do it with ikhlas and do it all the time. Allah Ta'ala must accept. That's the main thing. When Allah Ta'ala accepts, then Allah Ta'ala gives mazid tawfiq. Allah gives the person more opportunities. Allah gives the person opportunities. Allah opens the door for him to do more and more and more and more. Our purpose is musta'alim, so that we can bring this into our lives, so that these surahs we recite on our own every other day. The dhikrullah we made it very clear that the maqsad of dhikr is in solitude at home. We must make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going in our car, wherever we are. Person must not become ghafil of Allah. One is dhikr bil lisan, We sing Allah, Allah, which is extremely important. The Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned. Hazrat Shaykh Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah was a very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, who many of us have met and seen, Fazail Amal he has compiled. Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali was a very great giant in Islam. Many hadith, he was a muhaddith. Great ulama sat at his feet. But he grew up on the lap of Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. Manu Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. Very great, pious sage of Allah, of deen. Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah has mentioned that even little bit dhikr a person makes, even if it's few minutes also, sometimes the ideal thing is a person's dhyan must be there. You should be concentrating and pondering over the greatness of Allah. When we sing La ilaha illallah, making nafi and ithbat, we are negating from our heart, removing from our heart all the filth that has accumulated. All of us are living in this dunya. There are so much of challenges today. Nobody is free, whether the person is a shaykh, whether he's a qari, whether he's a alim, whether he's a mufti, whether he's a hafiz of Quran, whether he's a doctor, teacher, lawyer, accountant, businessman, whatever he may be, or whoever she may be. The environments we are living in is becoming more and more difficult. Except whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves, upon whom Allah ta'ala has mercy. And therefore all the time we have to be vigilant, cautious. So dhikr bil lisan we will make. So even if it's few minutes, and sometimes our dhyan is not there, but we say, La, we are negating, making nafi of all those things that have accumulated in our heart. The love of those pretty women that we see. Now it has gone into the heart. Shaitan will start playing games with us. I was telling the boys, the other day, the pupils at madrasa, shaitan and nafs, they move together. They are the best of friends. Some buzruk say, Mia bibi ki tarah, husband and wife. When shaitan sees it's difficult to get this person, so he, now it's time of technology, so he rings, he got a mobile phone, he got a cell phone, quickly phones nafs. Nafs, you try and see what you can do now. So nafs will prompt the person. So initially the person will be looking something in his laptop. He might be looking, searching for something in deen, or something regarding his work is important. Suddenly something will pop up onto the screen. First he'll get angry, what's all this nonsense coming up? Second time it comes up, let me investigate, let me just check. Third time he'll get lazzat out of it. Now he's getting pulled. This is nafs and shaitan. Shaitan started it, couldn't continue. Now the nafs is pushing this person. Now the person is getting enjoyment in seeing and viewing those things. Then from one, he'll go to another, to another, to another. Until he's completely caught into this web. So the dhikrullah we make has great effect on the heart. Every single wali of Allah who has gone through this world, gone through this path of suluk especially, has emphasized dhikrullah, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it's few minutes, and sometimes even though the dhyan is not there, Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullah has mentioned, even that also there's ghanimat in it, in my words. He said even that also will have some effect on the person. Now I'm not saying people must snooze and sleep away, no. But you should try and ponder over the azmat of Allah Ta'ala. This is the time we are connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole day, we know in our factories, in our workplaces and so many other places, how our heart became affected. And now it's becoming corroded with all that filth that is just stuck inside there. And now we need to wash it away, we need to remove it from our heart. How is Allah Ta'ala going to come into our hearts? So the ideal thing is to have full concentration. But even if our concentration wavers, because we are so weak nowadays, we can't concentrate on our 4 rakat salat. So if your mind goes away, and even if you're still making dhikrullah, then too it will have some effect. Although the best and ideal thing is that we should try and concentrate and ponder, then we have a greater effect. But it doesn't stop there. Dhikr bil lisan, that's not the only thing. The main part is dhikr bil jawarih. That means our actions, our dealings, our conduct at home, at business, at the shop, in the malls, wherever we are. We don't become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time you're aware, may Allah ta'ala is watching me. So what I'm saying, it must be the truth. I must speak the truth. I must not lie. I must not cheat. I must not deceive. I must not see haram. I must not move towards haram. I must not touch haram. I must not feel haram. If I'm going that way immediately, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. Those who commit evil, some obscene thing, some immoral action, they make zulam upon themselves by disobeying Allah Ta'ala. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. Immediately that they remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And that's why Allah Ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You make my dhikr, you remember me, I will remember you. Allah Ta'ala then gives the sukoon in the heart. Allah gives a person some happiness, some enjoyment. And that enjoyment nobody can describe. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with that enjoyment which we have read in the kitabs, which mashayikh talk about. Allah must give us that sukoon, that tumanina, that ecstasy, that enjoyment. Then a person's heart, when a person's heart becomes filled with Allah Ta'ala's love, he can't help but only talk about it, Allah. Wherever he is. We've seen our mashayikh, and I mentioned previously also, that even in their mood when they are jesting or they're joking with some person, they're joking with us, but then in the joke also they connect us to Allah Ta'ala. That is the kamal. In dunya, in our dunya circle, some wedding function at home and wherever we're meeting, what are we talking about? How's the wepar? How's the business? All our talks only around dunya. That is the only thing. But you sit by mashayikh, ahlullah, then the only thing they're talking about is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And they're so happy to talk about the Allah. And the person, the mu'min, should be happy to talk about his Allah. Every opportunity to talk about his Allah, he should be so happy and seize that opportunity. He is the king of all kings. He is our creator. He is our nourisher. The problem is we don't sit and contemplate and really think, my, who is my Allah? What has my Allah done? The other day we mentioned, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah mentioned those four things. For us to engender in our heart the love of Allah Ta'ala. And one of the things he had mentioned is that you look at the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. What ni'mat Allah has bestowed upon you. Allah's munificence, Allah's kindness, Allah's generosity, Allah's rahmat, Allah's compassion upon you. And weigh that with the action that you are doing. So we look at Allah's kindness upon us. Allah has done so much for me, but I am disobedient to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Despite my disobedience to Allah, Allah still provides for me. Allah still takes care of me. When I'm sick, Allah still gives me health. Allah still provides rosy for me. Allah still allows me to breathe in that oxygen from the air. Allah still enables me to see and to move around. So there's a whole list of Allah's ni'mat we can't even count. So despite my disobedience, Allah is still giving me. Allah is still providing for me. So when a person ponders, he realizes that Allah is so kind, Allah is so great. Therefore, I should be loving my Allah. You see, in dunya, any person, any king, any judge, any ruler, any governor, if we are under that person, any slave of a master, if the master is providing and the slave is disobedient to the master, what will happen? The master will say that I will punish you, or you get out of my place. A person working for some boss and he's not doing his things properly. Master is paying him salary, he's coming late to work, he's truanting. When he's supposed to be seeing to the customer, he's gone somewhere else. He's making his own calls in the from the business. He's doing his own things. He's talking to his friends. He's not paying attention. And that is not correct. So what will happen? The boss will say, you're not producing. So find some other job. Allah has never chased any one of us. Allah has never chased any one of us. Allah's doors are still open. We make a mistake, we make tawbah, istighfar, Allah accepts us. So this thing brings the love of Allah Ta'ala in our heart. To dhikr bil lisan, dhikr bil jawarih, a'mal must come into our life. A'mal, a'mal saliha. Iman and a'mal saliha. Throughout the Quran and Majid, inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. A'mal saliha, each person, he will produce different type of a'mal. Some will be able to do more than others. Well, that is tawfiq from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But the important thing is, the shart, the condition is ikhlas, and that amal must be in conformance with Quran and Hadith, according to Sharia. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat, this is important. We should know the virtues of what amal we are doing. But as the Shaykh Zakari Ramatullah and the Mashaykh, especially in Jama'at, they tell us that when you read Fazail, then the love of that action comes into the person's heart. Now if I just read Surah Mulk, many of us know the virtues, but those who do not know the virtue, now after knowing the virtue, that Surah Mulk will save me from the azab of Qabr, so how important it is to read, and now when you read Surah Mulk, you have this fazilat in mind, then it makes it more easy, and you look forward to reading Surah Mulk, inshaAllah. We know today is Friday. The virtue of durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very great. It increases when a person increases durood sharif on a Friday. Mentioned many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about reciting durood sharif in abundance, especially on a Friday. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat of even sending more and more durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One must think of the love he has to have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Think of the azmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Think of the sacrifices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much of sacrifices he made for you and I. All the time, Allahumma ummati. And therefore it's mentioned in the hadith that al-bakhilu man dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayhi. Real kanjus is that person that my name is taken in front of him and he fails to send durood upon me. So it is easy to send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not much effort. After every salat, send durood upon after what tasbih, oh subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, tasbih Fatima. Then we read durood sharif at least 10 times if you read. Just as a start, 10 times, or 5 times performing salat, 50 times minimum for the day you have read. And nobody is saying you mustn't increase. As the Shaykh has made it easy, compile the 40 durood, at least read that. We'll be reading all the different durood that have come in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Maqsad of dhikr. Dhikr dhakir ko madhkur tak punchata hai. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the dhakir. We are all dhakirin now. We are going to take the name of Allah ta'ala. With Allah ta'ala's tawfiq. So it makes, dhikr is the means of the dhakir reaching madhkur. Who is madhkur? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not taking any other person's name now. It is only our Allah. So with dhyan, inshallah, with concentration, we're going to make nafi from our heart, as I explained already many times. And it must not be done in the chorus. Each person make his zikr. But we will make and try and bring Allah's azmat in our hearts. Bring Allah Ta'ala's greatness in our hearts. And Allah Ta'ala's love in our hearts. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا
ilaha illallah, la 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 ilaha إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
When we say Allah, then just imagine and ponder, everything is saying Allah. The heavens are saying Allah, the skies are saying Allah, the stars are saying Allah, the sun is saying Allah, the moon is saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah, the leaves are saying Allah, the flowers are saying Allah, the bees are saying Allah, the birds are saying Allah, the insects are saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, jinn is saying Allah, the angels are saying Allah, man is saying Allah, the rivers are saying Allah, the mountains are saying Allah, every single thing is saying Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allahu hadiri, Allahu naziri, Allahu shahidi, Allahu ma'i. Allah, 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 Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, Tu hi tu ho, Tu hi tu ho, Tu hi tu, Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, Dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi ut jaye nazar. Ghair se bilkul hi ut jaye nazar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar. Dekhu jidar. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq for making dhikr every single day of our life. Dhikr ka naga dil ka hifaqa. When we miss dhikr, it is deprivation, we're depriving our soul of its nourishment. May Allah make us from dhakirin and shakirin, inshaAllah. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, laka syukru kulluh, la nuhsi thanana alaik, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-matin, wa ya rahim al-masakin, wa ya arham al-rahimin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika al-mustafa, khairil khalqi kullihimi. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahluh. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah, my most generous Allah, my most kind Allah, my most beautiful Allah. Oh my Allah, you have got such beautiful names. You've got such beautiful sifat and qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for us despite our disobedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not become naraz with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our Malik, you are our Raziq, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have created us, my Allah. You are our Narisha, our Cherisha, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your muhabbat now, my Allah. Give us your ishq, my Allah. Fill our heart with your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts be filled with your love, my Allah. Make our hearts be brimming with your love, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, what type of life will it be in this world that we leave this world without getting your ma'rifat, my Allah? Ya Allah, we may have tasted the other pleasures of this world, my Allah. We may have enjoyed the other enjoyments of this world, my Allah. But all that is absolutely useless and nothing, my Allah, if we have not gained the ladzat of your ma'rifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your ma'rifat, my Allah. Give us your qurb, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become loyal servants of yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become obedient servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai. Ya Allah, hum Ya Allah, hum aajiz hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum kamzor hai. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are not weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing can make you aajiz, my Allah. You are the most powerful, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. The sky is in your control, my Allah. The earth in your control. Whatever is between the both is in your control. Ma fawqa as-sama, what is above the skies is yours, my Allah. It is in your control. Ya Allah, what is beneath the earth, my Allah, is in your control, my Allah. Everything is yours, my Allah. You are Malik al-Mulk, my Allah. You are Dhal Jalali wal-Ikram. You are Hannan and Mannan. You are Badi'a as-samawati wal-ard. Oh, my Allah, give us your true ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy inviting towards your oneness, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us, Ya Allah, give us lazzat and enjoyment to talk about you, my Allah. To talk about your love, my Allah. To talk about your qualities, my Allah. To talk about your kindness and your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know what is your true ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of that ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Grant it to each one of us, Ya Allah. All our brothers who are sitting here tonight, my Allah. Who've attended this majlis, my Allah. Ya Allah, and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, make each one of us your true ushaq, my Allah. Your true ashiq, my Allah. Remove the filth we have accumulated in our hearts, my Allah. Our hearts have become rusted and corroded with sin and vice and evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the different types of gunas we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, from so many years, Ya Allah. Gunas upon gunas upon gunas we have piled up, Ya Allah. They are stacked one upon the other, my Allah. Ya Allah, layers upon layers of gunas. They have become so firm in our heart, my Allah. They have become so heavy in our heart. Ya Allah, it is only through that, Ya Allah, through your tawfiq, Ya Allah, through your karam, my Allah. It's one glance of your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, taubatan nasuha, my Allah. Ya Allah, with the effect of dhikrullah we have made, my Allah. Wash and cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, make our hearts pure, my Allah. Our hearts are too filthy. Our tongues are too filthy. Our eyes are too filthy. Our brains and minds and thoughts have become too filthy. Our bodies have become filthy. Our private parts have become filthy. Our limbs have become filthy. Our talks have become filthy. Our thinking has become filthy, my Allah. Our environments have become filthy, my Allah. Ya Allah, in that home which we, in which Ya Allah contains the Quran and Majid, Ahadith of Rasulullah Sam, Dini Kitabs, my Allah. In those same homes, Ya Allah, we have brought your enemy inside those homes, my Allah. We've got the shaitan box them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are watching internet and pornographic material, my Allah. Magazines and newspapers, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Change our conditions, Ya Allah. Change our attitude, my Allah. Change our behavior, my Allah. Change our akhlaq, my Allah. Change our conditions, my Allah. Change our lives, my Allah. Make us true ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah. We have written books of ahadith in the sirat, my Allah. Our Rasulullah should cry and cry for us. Allahumma ummati. Allahumma ummati. Allahumma ummati. When he shown our a'mal, my Allah. What type of actions we are performing today, my Allah. What pain it will be causing him, my Allah. Ya Allah, he cried for this ummat. Ya Allah, he did so much for this ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, still we do not show any type of mercy, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Each one of us are beggars, my Allah. Ya Allah, no matter how rich we may be, my Allah. In dunya we may be rich people, my Allah. Ya Allah, but in reality we are beggars, my Allah. Am bikari hai, my Allah. Am nadim hai. Am sharminda hai. You are ghani, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Ya Allah, you have conferred the title that we are faqirs. We are poor people. We are beggars. We are muhtaj. We are dependent upon you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you have mentioned you are ghani. You are independent, my Allah. You don't need any person in this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ahad and Samad, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got no parents, you've got no wife, you've got no children, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody is equal to you, my Allah. Nobody can resemble you, my Allah, in any way, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is yours, my Allah. Tu hamara banja, hamai tera bana le ab, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Include us in the list of your friends, my Allah. Even though we are right in the bottom of the list, my Allah. Ya Allah, but at least if we are in the list of the awliya, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know our amal is not befitting to be amongst the people who are close to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, when a person buys a bag of potatoes, my Allah, it may be grade A, it may be the first class potatoes, my Allah, but there'll be one or two that are slightly damaged, or there are one or two that even may be of a very inferior quality, my Allah, but it still comes with a bag of potatoes, which is grade one, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are those bad ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, overlook our faults, my Allah. Kal qiyamat ki din, don't embarrass us in front of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah. Sahaba ikram will show their wounds, my Allah. That they sustain in your path, my Allah. They will, Ya Allah, show the different a'mal they produce, my Allah. The fikr they had, Ya Allah. The sacrifice they made for your deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got nothing to produce, my Allah. Our Rasulullah will wait to see what we have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, with what face can we face him, my Allah? Ya Allah, before maut comes to us, my Allah. Give us tawfiq, my Allah. Give us the ability, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the chance and opportunity. Ya Allah, you give us the assistance and guidance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you hold us, my Allah. By our little fingers, my Allah. Like how the parent holds the little baby by its fingers, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are sarapa muhtaj, my Allah. We are totally dependent upon you, my Allah. My Allah, we need you every second of our life, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot do without you, my Allah. We need hidayat from you, my Allah. Open your doors of hidayat for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, times of fitna becoming more and more difficult for us, my Allah. It is hard for us, for our children, my Allah. For our progeny and nasal, my Allah. Ya Ajuj and Ma'ajuj will appear, my Allah. Dajjal will appear, my Allah. Great fitnas will take place, my Allah. Ya Allah, he is going to destroy us, my Allah. Our iman is very weak, my Allah. Eh, Malik, you protect us, my Allah. Protect our parents, our wives, our children, my Allah. Our grandchildren, my Allah. Our nephews and nieces, my Allah. Our family members, my Allah. Our relatives, my Allah. Our friends, my Allah. Our musallis, my Allah. Our mutalliqeen, my Allah. Our neighbors, my Allah. Our community, my Allah. Every single believer, my Allah. Every single Muslim male and female, my Allah. Every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen in your dhat, my Allah. Make us have yaqeen in your dhat, my Allah. Make us have tawakkul upon you, my Allah. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, my Allah. Give us more to the iman. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'a al-iman. Ya Allah, develop in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, a craze for your deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us go mad for your deen, my Allah. Make us go mad in your love now, my Allah. Make us imbibe the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us, ya Allah, go in a dun, my Allah. Ya Allah, in that dun of not dunya, my Allah. Of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become ghafil of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become ghafil of you, my Allah. Make us have the consciousness of you all the time. Bless us with the maqam of ihsan, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, protect us from all su and all evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, brothers and sisters, ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever pareshani they may have, ya Allah. You are well away, my Allah. So many, ya Allah, who have SMS us, who spoke to us, my Allah. Who telephoned us, who emailed us, my Allah. They've got different pareshani, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove the difficulties. Remove the hardships, my Allah. Make their life easy for them. Don't make them suffer misery, my Allah. Remove that calamity and bala from them. Ya Allah, whether it's a social problem, a financial problem, a domestic problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many people have gone to courts, my Allah. Remove them from the difficulty, my Allah. There are so many people who are sick and ailing in hospitals at home, my Allah. So many have got cancers, my Allah. So many have got heart problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many got different diseases and sicknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are pareshan, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are shafi, my Allah. Ya Allah, with the barakat of this dua, my Allah. The elderly ones here, my Allah. Ulama and Hufaz al-Kiram. Our elderly mothers and sisters, ya Allah. Our young sisters listening at home, my Allah. Oh Malik al-Kareem, my Allah. With some person's dua, some person's ameen, my Allah. Accept our duas, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and need, my Allah. Grant each sick person complete shifa-e kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im, my Allah. Save us from all those deadly diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us shahadat in your path, my Allah. Give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hawza Kawthar water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Jannah to Dawood in his reckoning, my Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr and azab of jahannam. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allah give us chain and sukoon in our lives, my Allah. Allah give us ikhlas, my Allah. Protect us from show and ostentation, my Allah. Otherwise all our amal will become haba'am manthura. Ya Allah, it will become like dust, my Allah. That is just scattered away, my Allah. Make us maqbooleen banda, my Allah. All the marhumeen, ya Allah, from our family, mashayikh, our friends, my Allah. And all those who passed away recently, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them a'la illiyin, my Allah. Make the qabr rawdatun min riyad al-jannah. Make them maghfirat, my Allah. Give the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Help us to prepare for maut and the world and the hereafter, my Allah. The life after maut, my Allah. Give us barakat in our lives. Give us barakat in our businesses, my Allah. Give us barakat in our wealth, my Allah. Ya Allah, you pour your rosy from the skies, my Allah. From unseen sources you pour it to us, my Allah. Allah, make us only consume halal, my Allah. Make our rozi be halal, my Allah. Protect us from haram, my Allah. Don't make us eat haram, my Allah. Don't make us be involved in riba, my Allah. Protect us from zina, my Allah. Protect us from riba, my Allah. Protect our youngsters, especially, my Allah, from taking drugs, my Allah. Allah, don't make them addicts, my Allah. Allah, protect them from the rave clubs, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us, ya Allah, be in a good environment, my Allah. Make our tongues be moist, ya Allah, with your dhikr and tilawat of the Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many things to beg from you, my Allah. You are well aware of whatever is khair for us, ya Allah. Grant all the khair for us, my Allah. Whatever is shar and evil for us, protect us from all that evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, so many people are gone for Umrah, so many intending going Umrah. Ya Allah, make the safar asan for them. Make it be a maqbool ziyarat, Ya Allah, maqbool Umrah. Grant us all tawfiq of going again and again, my Allah, and make it be easy for us, my Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.